The rallies united Brazilians from all ages and walks of life. Trade union leaders and left-wing politicians standing side by side with businessmen, bankers, and students.
We have created a great front if we want to defend Brazil's democracy from President Jair Bolsonaro's attacks.
This is a unique moment when businessmen and workers join efforts to defend democracy.
The main rally was at the University of São Paulo's law school, where a similar event was held 45 years ago against Brazil's military dictatorship. Crowds gathered inside the building and in the courtyard to listen to two manifestos, both defending Brazil's democratic institutions, less than 2 months before October's presidential elections.
Our democracy is facing immense danger. Our institutions are at risk from insinuations and contempt for the results of the elections.
The manifestos were drawn up after President Jair Bolsonaro stepped up his attacks on Brazil's Supreme Court and electronic voting system. In July, he told a group of foreign ambassadors that the elections could be easily rigged. Polls show Bolsonaro trailing behind former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The movement in defense of Brazil's democracy grew over the past weeks, spreading to at least 20 state capitals, among them Rio de Janeiro. Crowds gathered at universities here in Rio and in other cities to listen to the manifestos being read. People here say they must show their unity on the streets to ensure that democracy and the rule of law prevail. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.